the issue of the London Fisheries Convention and the decision of the British government to withdraw from it has been raised, and I would urge that the Minister for Agriculture and the Marine comes into the Shannon as soon as possible to address this matter of immense importance to our fishing community around the coast. 100,000 tonnes is caught within those waters from our fleet every year. It's a very, very serious issue. But one component of it that hasn't been raised yet is this lough foil. The British government claim the entire area of lough foil, which is right beside the Inishowen Peninsula, where I'm from. The current Secretary of State, James Brokenshire, made a very clear statement that the entirety of lough foil, his government claims. Now, that is an arrogant and repugnant statement that our government need to do more about. But here's the difficulty, Leader. Here's the difficulty. Because of our failure to confront the British government on this issue, this statement about withdrawing from the London Fisheries Convention means, in practice, that they are claiming the entire fishing rights for lough foil. Now, we need urgent clarification from the Minister that the Irish government will defend the rights of fishermen living in the Inishowen Peninsula to continue with their livelihoods. A clear statement needs to be made that the livelihoods of fishermen in the Inishowen Peninsula will be protected. I need urgent clarification on this issue. I need urgent clarification that the Minister has made contact with his counterpart in the British government and dealt with this issue. So I'm asking that the Minister be brought in at the earliest opportunity into this chamber to make a statement and to clarify our position, A, in relation to the London Fisheries Convention and how we intend to engage with the British government on this, and B, the status of lough foil and what they're doing to challenge the British government on their arrogance in this issue.